Do it from here.
Heyo!
Welcome back.
That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
Mike.
I'm Phil.
And special guest in the house, Nate Wallace from Hearts of Oak. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, is this thing on?
It's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Cool. You're live.
All right.
You're rolling. You're pre-recorded live.
Sounds good.
But before we get too much further, introduce all the other fellas in the house so everybody knows who's in the room.
Oh, I got with me tonight Alex Steininger over here holding down things at the bar. If anyone needs anything, even during the show, please don't hesitate to ask. Jay Lever on the drums tonight. He's a drummer in Hearts of Oak.
Jay.
Ezra Meredith on guitar. And also produced our latest record.
You did. Who are you with, Ezra? When Deer Lodge or Deer Stag Head?
Yeah.
What was the group you're with?
I don't know. You drove us here.
That's our friends from the Deer Lodge.
The Deer Lodge. We're back in the house.
We're back and well represented.
Which means this is going to get to be a sloppy show later.
Yeah.
It's usually the booze is going to be flowing. So, but that's the way we like it around
here.
Might
even be some steroids involved.
10-4 on the steroids.
Right. All guys here, right?
But we're celebrating the release of the new Hearts of Oak record, New England, coming out next week.
The 19th.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, the day after this airs.
Yes, tomorrow, the day after it airs.
You can pick that up in stores.
Yeah.
And a big show to follow at Doug Fir here in Portland.
The show is actually before. The show is, I think we're scooting ahead. August 15th, Friday night, Doug Fir.
All right.
With Hook and Anchor and Water Tower. And then the following, the 19th is Tuesday, the record comes out.
All right.
Yeah, we're a week ahead of ourselves. Yeah,
now we've got it.
Yeah. You can obviously get that record at the show. So you should come to the show.
Yeah, the show is what it's all about, right?
That's where you want to be.
There we go.
Go to the show.
Put the money in the artist's hands.
Right. Yeah, straight up.
Don't give it to the evil record label. Right.
Oh, if he only had headphones and could have heard that joke.
Awesome. On a Tuesday. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play a couple songs.
All right.
Then we'll come back in and we'll do some Hearts of Oak action. So, let me just preface this with, oh my God, it was like Thursday and half hour ago, I realized I put no songs in here.
Mike,
so
Mike and I got you covered.
All my songs were the ones Nate are going to play tonight. All
right, perfect.
Those are the ones
I
picked.
Good choices, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know what these guys are thinking.
Who are all these other bands you picked?
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's see. We're going to kick things off with Hard to Be an Outlaw featuring Willie Nelson by Billy Joe Shaver.
Speckle pup, just turned 21. She had a lot of fun playing with my gun. Just before the sun come up, she couldn't take no more. She come undone, crying and crawling for the door.
And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. And the only friends that's left now behind those swinging doors.
And it's hard to keep your triumph when your back is to the floor. And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. White lightning is a horse I ride, pedaled to the floor. He blows fire from his nostrils and he runs like man of war.
Someday we both may wind up in some junkyard on the side.
But till that day, you can bet your ass we're gonna whip out right. And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore.
And the only friends that's left is them behind those swinging doors.
And it's hard to keep your triumph when your back is to the floor. It's hard to be an outlaw. Ain't wanted anymore. Some superstars nowadays get too far off the ground. hanging about the back roads they never have been down. They go and call it country, but that ain't the way it sounds. It's enough to make a renegade want to terrorize the town. It's hard to be an outlaw, but ain't wanted anymore. And the only friends that's left is them behind those swinging doors. And it's hard to keep your trial when your back is to the floor. It's hard to be an outlaw, but ain't wanted anymore. It's hard to be an outlaw, but ain't wanted anymore.
Thank you.
Because he said he couldn't wait to get back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Nikki Lane said.
That's what he said to her.
Oh, that's what he said to her.
She didn't mind doing the dishes, picking up the house, because he's on tour all month.
Girls to do the dishes. Girls to clean up my room. To do the laundry.
Good man, Nikki Lane. And right before that, we heard Drag from Caleb Cottle. We're going to play a lot of that record.
Yeah, it's a good record.
It's fantastic.
Definitely a good time.
And
featuring one of Philly's favorite artists on little, you know, some backup vocals.
Ah, yeah. Lydia Lovelace.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Right on. Not on that particular song, but on the album.
The Caleb record is really strong. And
yep.
He'll be coming out to the Northwest, I think. Coming up, Chris mentioned it, I think, last week, that he's going to be out here doing a residency at Al's Den in Portland.
Perfect.
So if you're a local, dig it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be down there checking that out for sure.
Definitely. One night or two or all seven.
Caleb blowing up.
Philly's, all right. Philly's out 6 nights a week. He'll be there for
yeah.
I am not.
Five.
Five and a half.
There's that one half a night where he's like, I'm actually tired. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, I gotta jump in with a quick Philly story and then.
Yes, excellent.
Nate from Hearts of Oak.
Yeah, Hearts of Oak. We played we were supporting an artist down there one night. It was during the Starlight Parade, and you couldn't get down there, and you couldn't park. But who's there? You know, band member couldn't make it. There's Phil. Phil made it.
It's on this.
Yeah. 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 Yes, definitely.
So the record is great. Ezra is here with us. You guys want to ask Ezra a couple questions about the record? Because he should talk. Here, talk.
What?
Ezra, tell us about the recording process with this fella and his band, and how did it all go? And tell us a funny story from there, and one drunken folly.
Oh man.
That's all I remember. Yeah.
There's probably many, but yeah. You just pick one. Tell us about the process with him. Let's just start there. How did that all go?
Start with the fact that I'm always there.
Right.
And then I'll start it there. Yeah, it's at the, you know. So.
So that was easy. It was easy to just pick him.
But I'll hand it off to Ezra at that point.
Hand it off to me. Yeah. We'd recorded two albums previously over there. And I thought they were fine, but I thought we should probably do something a little bit different. And we started kind of doing that with some of the songs, my brother and I. And we eventually got to, I would say, more of like a Crazy Horse kind of sound, kind of rock and roll-y, but a little bit more psychedelic maybe or something, you know? All
right.
And we were liking that a lot. And we just... You know, the way that Nate and I have always worked has been fairly slow, actually extremely slowly. So the songs really matured into a, you know, it got, I would say as the album went on, just like a more harder and harder rock and roll sound, you know.
Yeah, I bring them one verse at a time.
Yeah, one word at a time.
Hey, I got a new word for the song.
Sometimes I text her and I'm like, hey,
yay!
I finished that line. He doesn't care about the words anyway.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nah, but they, you know, they matured into something I think that ended up pretty good.
Yeah, and it was fun. I would come over and they'd be like, "Hey, check out what we did," and I personally love that. Being this age and making records, like, you know. It's awesome to have things happening when you can't be working on them.
Right.
Yeah, and to trust those people with what they're doing. So,
of course. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You guys have known each other a long time. So, and in the press, you guys are starting to get, I'm starting to follow all this stuff where you guys are popping in. You guys are getting some great press about this, and I'm really proud of you guys. So you must be super excited about that, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I like to hear that people like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously.
I mean, I've always liked it, but obviously. I just figured, you know.
You're like, I like this
I was like,
album,
yeah, people,
but...
this is good. I always felt like, this is good, but, you know, I always figured it was a super niche thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, yeah, it's great to get good feedback on it.
And I love that you took the time to, and the effort and the money to make some vinyl off of this.
That's all we were going to do was the vinyl, and the CDs were an afterthought.
Oh.
The CDs are basically a download card. Like vinyl's got, you should buy the vinyl if you have the means because it's got extra stuff in the packaging and more goodies. And like the CD, not saying don't buy the CD, but it's just a CD. You can burn it and then use it as a coaster.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing that. I think it's brilliant, you know. Yeah. You pull out that vinyl and all of a sudden that CD card drops out.
I put the lyrics in the vinyl and the chords. So if you're a novice guitar player, you can just play.
I saw that.
Yeah, you can play the song.
I missed that part. That's awesome.
I thought that was awesome, but like everyone else is like, well, you're doing what?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. Nice. You know, they're just right there at the top.
You know where that comes from being a father. That comes from like, you know what? Hey, boy, I want to teach you
a little bit. How to play guitar when you're like 25. Looking up songs you already know online and be like, where are the chords at?
Yeah.
But so I like looking at lyrics that way with the chord just over the word, you know?
Right.
There's where the G is.
Yeah. Excellent.
So you can learn how to play guitar.
I'm going to maybe give that a try. I'm a drummer, man. I'm just in the fat sausage's fingers. I can't figure it out, honestly. But you come over and teach me.
I will.
Okay, done deal. Just lock that down.
You can give my son some drum lessons. He wants some drum lessons.
Oh, see, we can trade off. This is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So I thought he was going to play. Hold on. I was unprepared.
Well, somebody we'll do that. Talk.
Right, I'm going to run out to the car and get the record.
This is
some
new Hearts of Oak off the brand new album, New England.
All right. Yeah. We're going to play Goldmine. Yeah. Is there something you want to say about this, sir? Nate?
That's a quick little song. Yeah. This is the radio one.
The radio edit.
This is the radio hit.
This is the radio one.
This is the number single with a bullet. All right. Here's Goldmine from Hearts of Oak.
Enjoy.
That Much Further West, the podcast. Eric, Philly, Mike.
Live from Portland, Oregon.
Down at the helm.
Yep.
And we just finished hearing your single with a bullet.
Yeah.
Goldmine.
Off the new album, New England.
Yep.
Fantastic.
By Hearts of Oak.
Recorded at the Deer Lodge.
Recorded at the Deer Lodge.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're paid to say that, actually, which is awesome.
We should say that as much as
it's a nickel every time.
Yeah. Brought to you by our corporate sponsors.
Yeah, the Beer Lodge.
We know you guys $1.20 after this.
Too much.
Stop.
We'll pay them off in Aardvark for a trade off for our other sponsors.
You can say it 12 more times in one bottle of Aardvark.
Yeah, perfect.
For the boys.
Hey, so you're going to play us a song.
Yeah, I'm going to play two songs for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Ezra and Jay play on those ones. I think you guys have played this song a couple times on the podcast. Used to It Now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No. Funny thing we were talking about earlier, Used to It Now was the title of my last record. And because I had written this song and I liked it, and I was like, but it was too late to put it on the last record. So, you know, that's where things left off.
Could have saved it for the Best Of compilation with bonus track.
Yeah, ooh. I got lots of bonus tracks.
Excellent. All right, so have at it, brother.
All right. To all the lovely ladies in the back.
Oh, the lovely ladies.
All the lovely ladies in the helm. Just go. You guys want to go straight into another one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Thank you.
album I should have left on the shelf, but it's down now, it's unpacked. Love my woman, but she's hard as a gun. Quick and mean, but she's forgiving when I run. But it's no use anyway. She got bullets on her tongue. I'm just waiting now. I'm just waiting on no one. Give me a dollar.
Fantastic song, man. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Beauty, brother.
What was the last one called?
It's called Easy by the Gun. That was actually on the last record, but we brought it back. You know, we brought it back.
We brought it back.
They brought it back.
They brought it back.
They brought it back. Yeah,
the return.
It was dead, but we brought it back.
Contract extension.
Yeah. It's totally dead.
It's totally dead. We're doing it. Maybe redo it on the next record.
Right. Just keep recycling that song.
No one's going to know.
Yeah.
We'll just call it something else. Whatever.
Just keep changing the title each time.
They're all the same song. Yeah.
I wanted to compliment Jay on his drum set. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Yeah. We found that. Yeah. That snare, we were driving over. It's a funny story. We were driving over here, and there's a sign. You know the signs that say free? People were trying to
get rid of
some, they're trying to get rid of some stuff. And usually it wouldn't stop, but it was so glittery.
Right. That snare is beautiful.
So we stopped, you know. The next thing we knew.
Shiny
Ludwig.
Yeah. And it wasn't just the snare that was there in the corner. It was Jay. So we got the
He grabbed him, too.
Yeah, we got the drummer, too.
Get in the truck, man. You're playing a gig.
Can you play that thing?
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice harmonica playing, too, though.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was
really
sweet. Great treatment the drummer. For that, too. Yeah. That's really sweet.
As around the Fender.
I don't really do it. Yeah, I don't do anything.
Over here. Writes the songs and sings them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's get done. Puts it all together.
It's all just barely holding together.
Spitting some glue. Yeah. Well, it's great, man. We appreciate you being here. And listen, as friends of yours, from all of us, we're really proud of you. Great record.
Honestly. Thank you very much, guys.
It's strong.
Job,
guys.
So, Doug Fir.
Got the Doug Fir August 15th.
Yep.
With the Great Set of the Hook and Anchor and Water Tower.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
two pretty,
everybody
pretty cool,
come down
hot
there.
Bands, dude.
Yeah, there's still a couple tickets available. Yeah,
but you I would grab those quickly.
I wouldn't wait.
I wouldn't just wait either. Just
don't plan on going in there and getting in. But if that's what you plan to do, do that.
You might have to. You might have to helicopter in like Philly did for that.
Yeah.
Access should be much easier for them.
If you're having any trouble, just get in touch with me.
Yeah.
We'll get you there.
If you're planning on showing up at the last minute, please do.
Yeah. Don't plan on that. But if you
they might release a few extra tickets at the last minute.
Yeah, that's the way the Doug Fur does.
They you know, when they sell out, they release a few. So get in line.
So the people that tried to buy tickets when it sold out and got screwed, but the 10 guys who just go down there, you will be rewarded.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Yeah. In Portland, they reward your slacking.
Yeah. That's how I bought all my cars. Well, that one's no longer here, but since you came down.
Here's? Right, that's how they get you. With two on the lot.
Yeah.
We only had two on the lot at that price. Yeah. But here's another vehicle.
Bring out Mr. Griswold's car.
Yeah.
Nice, Mikey. Good reference. Hey, always a pleasure having you guys down here. Please come back.
We will.
Please come back.
Anytime we're invited.
Yep.
Sometimes when we're not.
Thank you.
Yeah, please do. We have a guest list spots open. You know, you can come on down.
Alex is back here filling them up for us right now. He's back there. We're getting McDougal down here and all these other people.
Right on. Excellent. A couple empty stools.
Skinny McDougal.
Two empty stools over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Those should be full up every time. Anyways, hey, so the new record, New England, comes out the 19th.
Yep.
All right.
Cedar Lakes, August 15th.
Go buy from the show. As Mike said, you know, put the money to the artist, not to the record label.
Yeah, the evil record label. No one to give them.
I fully agree.
He didn't catch the joke earlier, but this time he got it.
Interesting how life comes around.
Yeah.
Nah. And he means it, too. Seriously. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Bless you, Ezra.
It's cool.
Funny how that comes around, huh?
And we're going to go out with the title track off the new album, New England.
New England, New England, but Hearts of Oak. Nate, thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Wicked awesome.
Wicked. Wicked. This next track is Wicked.
It's very
good.
New England. Thought going back.
these towns, they wear me down. All these drinks, they make me think about holding her. I'll take some time and go back home. Skip my heart just like a stone on the water.
Portland band Denver.
Good. Good clarification.
Yeah, is that, that's off the new album, correct, Philly?
It is. That's the title track.
The Rowdy Love is True.
The Rowdy Love. It came out during the Wildwood July craze. 19th. And,
July 19th, I believe. Was their CD release show.
Yeah.
While
we
haven't
had a chance to celebrate much about it, but...
You were hanging out in the Ecuadors.
Listening to the Denver record most hold of on, the time I was away. It's a good record.
Party's still going, people.
Right on.
Deer Lodge has not left the house. Jay's not even left the drum set, for crying out loud. He's ready to play some songs.
Right on. He's ready to come in out of the pen. We're going to need the right-hander. He's wearing his Rose City Cardinals hat, folks. This guy plays adult league live baseball.
Oh, shit.
And would you want to go to the plate with this guy coming in? They play like...
High and tight.
Yeah, they... they
look at this guy.
Well, that'd be cool if he was coming out of the bullpen and they played like some Booker T instead of, you know, like Thunderstruck or something by AC/DC.
Have you seen the bluegrass?
He could come
cover?
In and it'd be like some badass like Booker T.
Has anyone seen the bluegrass cover of that Finnish band that does Thunderstruck?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, they're called the Steven Seagulls.
Steven Seagulls. Yeah. No, horrible, funny name. Phenomenal pickers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're
accordion,
so good.
The accordion player drives in on a John Deere like lawnmower to the video. Like.
Right.
Badass.
And then
we gotta post that at the
You
site.
Gotta see it because seriously.
Come to our website, we'll have that up so we can
it's
see
it's so
that.
Good. Right. The banjo player.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Or search some link.
It's ridiculous.
Have something for
it's ridiculous.
He's the Angus Young of banjo players.
Yeah. Awesome. You know what would have been great if somebody would have ran in with an oxygen mask while he was singing. Because he used to have to run off and like get oxygen and they go back out. So, hey, but prior to that, though, I want somebody to tell me about this band, Big Shoals, Skipping Stones. Philly?
Oh, they're a band that's been playing around Southeast with some of our favorite bands down
Southeast
in Florida.
Southeast United States.
Yeah, Southeast United States. Right on.
Not at the Deer Lodge.
Not out at 72nd and
I was checking out the record. It's really strong. First record for the band out this year.
Yeah.
And it's a nice country rocking lesson in music right there.
Sounded great, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And prior to that, Rolling and Tumbling, the new Gaslight Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mikey.
It rocked. I'm excited for the new album.
Yeah, say no more. It fucking rocked. Yeah.
Very good.
We don't play too many straight-up rock and roll songs on here. But
we should change that a little bit.
Well,
I got another one in here somewhere.
I do, too. Actually,
there we go. Oh, Denver
I got
Rock.
That Gord Downie with the Sadies thing coming up here at some point. Which
Gord Downie,
yeah.
Front man for
the Tragically Hip.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
If you're Canadian, you already knew that.
Right on.
You already knew that.
Right.
You already knew that. What's that, a LaBoot?
Yeah, he made a record with the Sadies backing him, and it's a fucking savage piece of music. It's a pretty good rock album, and I'm an overdue grabbing a tune.
Yeah, probably selling out arenas in Canada.
Up there, yeah.
And down here, it's like the Opera Lounge.
Well, the Sadies were just in for Pickathon.
Yep.
That's right.
And everybody was blabbering on about how great they were. I guess they blew the PA, though. And if I'm not sure, Pat Kearns was doing some kind of live recording of it at the time that the PA blew. And so we'll have to get the details on that. But
sweet.
And our buddy Possessed by Paul James apparently killed it.
How many new fans do you think he made at Pickathon?
Oh, like
30,000?
Yeah, pretty much everyone that was there.
Anyone who saw him had to be automatic. Yeah. It had to be fantastic.
That seems to be the reaction when Possessed by Paul James.
It's automatic.
Plays a show in front of a crowd.
I hate to be that guy, but it has to be automatic.
Gets kind of religious. That guy, he's a great teacher, right? He teaches children. He's a school teacher. If he went into like evangelism, you know, like super church, he'd be like,
well, you know,
he'd have 70 million
dollars. That's where it comes from.
That's how he was raised.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, I think his dad is he's a pastor.
Yeah.
Not like a mega church pastor.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
But like Primstone.
That's
and
the mega church I'll join, right? The PBJ one.
Yeah, and I forget. Gosh, what is it?
I don't remember the name of it. But it's like the fire and brimstone gospel.
He's used to being surrounded by that kind of energy as growing up in the church.
Right.
And it totally comes through.
It does.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, he's preaching to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and a few days before Pickathon, you know, he did this private little thing out at the Wildwood Hotel in the alley.
Oh, right.
Because he's that kind of guy. Well, I'm going to play for, you know, 100 people and then go slay 15,000.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally true.
Love that guy. Thanks, Conrad.
All right.
You're awesome.
Bud Bronson. Anyone?
Yeah. Bud Bronson in the Good Times from Denver, Colorado. My buddy Jim Norris posted this on Facebook this week, so I picked it up, and it's a rocking little tune.
And it's called Denver Rock City.
Denver Rock City.
All right. Here we go, people.
Enjoy. We'll be right back.
debtor that cannot be repaid. Hope in the valley where the children they sing. As dark clouds are rolling while they're shaking their tambourines. When there's a rise in the river. When there's a rise in the river. When there's a rise in the river, you got to get up to higher ground. Moon testifying that the blood that stains these shores will be cleaned by flood and swept away by the morning. A pale horseman warning of impending doom will be falling every man, woman, child, and child in the womb. When there's a rise in the river. When there's a rise in the river. When there's a rise in the river, you got to get up to higher ground. Oh, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, let me beseech, nay, implore you to heed my words today. You better head for the hills, abandon those sheep, pills, pour out all your corn liquors and NyQuil's, cause you got to stay awake. If not for yourself, then for your little family's sake, lest you make a grave mistake and find yourself death deep in water. When there's a rise. When there's a rise in the river. When there's a rise. When there's a rise in the river. 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 You've got to get up. Thank you.
Welcome right. back. Oh,
that was fun.
We jumped all over each other there.
I jumped you, grr.
Grr. It's the bear couch.
I'm Cinnamon Bear. This is Blondie Bear.
That was.
I'm out.
Grr. For you insiders, there. That was pretty funny.
That last song was by the Super Suckers, Non-Addictive Marijuana. Oh. Their album Must Have Been High.
And we played a lot of music in there.
Yeah, we did play a lot of music. So we're going to go back and tell you what we played.
Lincoln Durham, Rise in the River. I saw it with my own two eyes again. Again. That's the redo with Drunken Prayer. And then, sadly, it skipped Austin Lucas.
Yeah, which makes me sad.
But did it play? What did it play before that?
We're getting to it.
The Gord Downie song.
Oh, yeah.
With the Sadies, Crater.
Yeah. The Gord Downie, they made a record with Gord Downie, the lead singer from The Tragically Hip,
yep.
made a record with the great Toronto band, the Sadies. And I think it's called Gord Downie, the Sadies, and the Conquering Sun. And I'm not sure if that's the name of the band or the record or whatever, but it's pretty cool. It's
take
a,
off, eh?
It's a nice kind of fun psychedelic rock.
Sorry,
record.
I'm starting my only Canadian
song. You hoser.
Yeah.
We, I'd kiss you, but I have puke breath.
Hey, Eric, you and I were having a bit of a tragically yeah. hip geek moment.
I love that band.
Impressive.
I love that band. And sadly, I don't really feel like they fall too much into the category of the music we play, but I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. I was married to a Canadian for 10 years. So all of a sudden, I equally got into this band. Think of a place like the size of the Rose Garden. Oh, shit. What do they call it now?
The Moda Center.
Moda.
Yeah, up in
fuck
Canada.
Fuck you guys for change that.
Wherever the Tragically yeah. Hip would play.
Think of your large place where your Tom Petty's and people
your
like that play.
Your stadium arenas.
Your stadium arenas. You get a...
Your Pearl Jams.
Your Pearl Jams. Thank you, my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah, they play Madison Square Garden and right. places like
so
that.
So, you like get... That. They say, hey, Tragically Hip's coming to town, and they're going to play this.
They have
they're doing a Friday
arenas.
And a Saturday night. If you're not in the first hour getting tickets, you don't get tickets. And yet, when this band comes down here, uh-huh. they play the Roseland uh-huh. or the Aladdin. And that's fine by me, right? Because right. as a huge fan, I get to see them in these intimate yeah. places.
Well, the Canadians come out of the woodwork.
Oh, but they come down in their jerseys yeah. and wave their
Canadian
flag. They come
down and get
the
these easy
leaves.
Tickets yeah. in Portland.
Yeah.
And
drink
Seattle
this crappy American beer.
Just come on across the border.
I'm just, I'm dumbfounded
yeah, the hip,
because.
The hip would do pretty darn well when they came through here. Not as well as they would do up there.
Yeah.
But we are a close proximity to Canada, though.
Yeah, it's not a long trip
like
to come
Phoenix?
And try to build your base. They
it's
didn't,
not that big.
Right.
Nah. Like at Phoenix, it's like a 500, 600 person room, not a 1,500 yeah. person room.
And right. you'd want to be like a Mexican band instead of a Canadian
well, Calexico.
Down there.
Calexico.
Oh, yeah, there
Phoenix.
You go.
Well, there
multilingual.
Go.
Yeah.
They're international. Yeah. They're like, they've
they're
incorporated
amazing.
Like German and.
Yeah, we should play them more on the show.
Right on. I have,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Calexico's awesome.
Oh, I love that
those
band.
Records.
Yeah,
I do.
One of my favorite all-time
well, let's play some Calexico next week. Let's yeah. put it on my new magic
and
list
I'll tell
that
my
I'm excited
I'll
about.
I'll tell my Calexico story next week.
Awesome. all right.
Stay tuned, people.
Yes.
That was the setup one right
I
there.
I love that, Mike. I will
get
look
in here
forward
next
to that.
For
I'm not going to talk
story.
To you about that until we get on the
yeah.
air next week.
Ask
we're
no
going to play some Calexico on here, and we're going to talk.
I'll tell the Calexico story.
I'm looking forward to that. Awesome. So what do we got coming up? Mike, tell us a little bit about the Further West Fest that's happening in September
Further
at
West
Dante's
Fest at Dante's
in Portland.
Saturday, or no, Friday, September 19th
mm-hmm.
with Matt Woods from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Great Matt Woods.
Root Jack. Local Portland boys, one of our favorites. And the Swearingens from Seattle are going to come down and drop some of that oozy all-country feel for us.
Oh, man, that's great stuff.
And those
that's
are the three band. Those are the three super confirmed.
Yes, and there's one or two more coming
we're
up.
Talking to a couple other
and
heavy
I believe
hitters.
Matt, I believe Larry is coming with Matt, so Matt will have drums.
Larry.
Awesome. Yeah.
That'll be fun. Larry, unbelievably funny guy. God bless you, Larry. I know you're listening, and I see your posts, and you are on your way, my friend. Thanks. Make no mistake.
Oh, yes, he's going to be
thank you.
He's going to be stand-up
thank you
comedian.
For the twice-a-week humor that just
speaking of which,
me so
did you
well.
Guys okay. see the picture in the new Matt Wood shirts of Larry
and Caleb
Caleb
wearing the new the girly
tank tops?
Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes. Nicely done there, too, yeah. Boys.
And
nice
the funny
job,
thing
Caleb
is I saw that picture that in a moment. String of about 4,000 comments on John Moreland's. Did you guys see this, too? John Moreland got a wrong number. It was basically said, hey, baby, what's up kind of thing. And he goes, who's this? He goes, you know, it's me, baby. What's going on? He goes, I think you had the wrong number. And then all of a sudden, there's a picture of John Moreland, you know, flying the middle finger. And, you know, John Moreland is a presence,
yeah.
You know.
Yes,
and then the guy was like, sorry, wrong number. It was classic. It was like straight out of like something you'd read on the internet, you know, just like.
Scary.
But in the comments, somebody said, you should have sent him this picture. And it was of Larry and Caleb wearing those shirts. But
nice. I want to get me one of them shirts.
Yeah, you ought to.
Even this, you know, despite having seen that picture,
they should do a shirt.
It looks like a cool shirt.
They should do a picture, put that picture on a shirt.
Yeah, right, and sell that shirt.
There's the shirt.
Total silk screen.
That's the way to do it right there. Yeah, excellent.
So we want to remind you, this is That Much Further West podcast. We have a website, tmfwpodcast.com.
Yep.
We based out of Portland, Oregon, and most of the bands we talk about touring through here are going to tour through your town, so you should definitely check them out. If you live in the Portland area, check out our website to catch all the upcoming shows that we think are important and that we're definitely excited for, like the Justin Towns Earl and American Aquarium show coming up.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
Some Sessions Auto Club.
Some Sessions Auto Club.
The Hearts of Oak CD release show.
Yeah.
That's coming
with
up.
Water Tower and Hook and Anchor, two bands we played on the show, and you know, excited for Hearts of Oak. What a fantastic record!
Yep. Thanks to the boys for being here from the Deer Lounge.
Yes,
Ezra.
Thank you,
Nate.
Thank you.
They've taken
Alex.
They've taken over the home.
Jay. Yeah. The bar has a lot more bottles on it. Since the last time I was over there.
We should go join them and listen to the last two songs. I'm going to have some quick stories from Deep Blues Northwest. Deep Blues Fest Northwest when we come back to the festival next week.
Awesome.
I'm heading up.
Have a great weekend.
Are we going to be here next week? Or
maybe we will. Maybe we won't. By the time I come back, I'm still going to tell some stories.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love you guys.
Awesome, boys.
All right.
Thanks for listening, folks. We got two more songs. Oh,
yo.
Say something.
Yo!
My Mima!
Thank you, Hearts of Oak and Deer Lodge family.
Yeah, it's fun having you guys here. So, we got some Drag the River. The other side of OK. Off Have Gun Will Travel. Blessing and a Curse.
Yep, off their first album.
All right, you guys. Fun episode. We'll see you next week or maybe the week after.
Calgon, Enjoy. Take me away.
Days like these, after nights like those, waking up when your evening closed. On the other side, okay, when you're thinking that you should have stayed. Sorry for the things that I did and didn't say. Side of okay, and you're thinking that you
watched it all in disbelief at the train station on Christmas Eve. A tragic tale, a gruesome scene, a bitter end for the chief of police. It was a blessing and a curse. Don't get me wrong, could be worse. When you wake to find the devil where you sleep. Sounds like you got your money's worth. Turns out the chief was on the take. He battled demons no honest man could shake. He made demands he could not fulfill, and he got caught with his hand in the till. It was a blessing and a curse. Don't get me wrong, could be worse. Came stumbling in with a half-empty bottle of gin. The whistle blew, shot rang out, the bottle shattered as his body hit the